6:54, 6 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Alexa Trishler joins us now from WWL Louisiana, but I would like her on the behalf of Mike Franklin and Peyton Malone and Brooke Laser. What'd I say? Chris Franklin. I'm sorry, I always mess that up. Chris Franklin, Peyton Malone, and Brooke Laser. Would like you, Alexa, to step forward and take a bow for the entire WWL Louisiana meteorologist team. Well done. Oh, well done indeed. You. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Everyone did such an amazing – I can't believe it. It's an amazing job. The anchors nonstop, the reporters, the photojournalists, just everyone was going
nuts.
We don't
need to bring all them into it. Let's just leave it – no, I'm just teasing.
Leave it to the weather team.
Everybody did a great job. No, but you know, you guys are the you know, you're the front people for it. You're like the front person of the band. I know the bass player is important. I know the drummer's important and everything else, but you guys, you're out front there, you know? Alexa, I got to tell you, when all this happened, I thought back to the conversation that you and I had with corridors of heavy rain. And is that what happened or not?
It looks like it. I mean, it's unfortunate the way that it's set up, that outer eye wall kind of just took a little bit longer to move over the area. And that's just what we got, too much rain, and it lasted for a little bit longer than we initially thought. But like we said, that corridor of heavy rain was going to come somewhere. And unfortunately, it came over right over the metro area in our river parishes.
So that is kind of what happened. And I'm just trying to figure out if it happens next time, like it's not. But if it does happen next time, and when I see those corridors, that black band in the rain forecast, that's bad news, right?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's just a lot of tropical moisture with a hurricane. I mean, and if it doesn't move as fast as we want it to, that's just what it is. And we were even saying, there's going to be those isolated maybe up to 10 inches, and unfortunately, right over Kenner, right over parts of Metairie. I mean, people that saw flooding that never seen flooding like that before, of course.
The other thing I noticed interesting was that, and I did see Chris Franklin saying this last night, that after it gets on landfall, it does kind of wobble, not like the good way wobble, like dance wobble, but the bad way, right?
Yeah, those wobbles, kind of like make it slow down and not move in that perfect trajectory that you hope that you plan for. And it does that wobble, and it varies the trajectory, and then that brings impacts to other people that weren't maybe necessarily expecting the worst of it.
How did you do with your home? Okay.
Luckily good. I'm in River Ridge, so everything luckily was good. I didn't lose any power. There's just debris all over. I live in an apartment complex, so luckily I can't imagine what it's like. A lot of homeowners, unfortunately, what they have to go through. But nothing too bad. How about you?
Fine. Everything's good. Thank God. Everything's great. What I wanted to ask you too was about other weather and cool front. I heard that maybe we could be getting some cool fronts earlier this year or not.
I hope so. There's nothing in the next week.
Well, I hope
week.
So, too, yeah, Alexa, but yeah, I'm no meteorologist.
Really, over the next week, no big cold fronts. I think every day over the next week, it's going to be typical late summer heat, upper 80s. At least we're not in the 90s. But over the next week and a half, there's no serious cold fronts coming in yet. Probably the first week of October, though. I'm hoping we'll see something on the horizon.
What about tropical weather and waves and so forth? And because here we are on the statistical peak of hurricane season is when?
Right. It's now. I mean, it was technically September 10th, but we're still in the peak of the season.
The 10th was the peak. Okay.
All
right. So now we still got some more time to worry. If you can give me the next 7 days, can you do that?
Yeah. So no worries over the next 10 days. I'll give you 10 days. Yeah. Nothing
to
worry about here.
To September 23rd. I know you have to go in a second, but that'll take us to September 23rd.
Yes.
And then really, and I understand there have been anomalies, but really after that, we can start relaxing a little bit?
Yeah. I don't want to jinx it or whatever, but like you said, once we get into October, we get those fronts coming in, the chances do go down quite
a
bit.
If only we could say, okay, that was it. We had our turn with Francine. It's over.
I'm hoping. But over the next 10 days, nothing to worry about for us in the Gulf.
Y'all did a great job. Thank you. I know you got to go back on TV. Thank you for taking the time with us, Alexa Trisher.
Thank you. I hope everyone's doing well after this mess.
Yeah. I hope so, too. Thank you, Alexa. Appreciate it. 6:58 and a half now. To give you some outage numbers that...